The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for June, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll, the program on the station since its beginnings back in the 1970s. Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll could be heard weekdays at 10 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30. Plus, their children's program, Paws and Tales, is on Saturday nights at 7:30. And recently, Chuck was teaching on the subject of the joy of grace giving.
Every once in a while, I think of how I would love for our church to be known in our community. What is it that I would like to hear, and I think I speak for many of us, what we would like to hear from those who know of this work that God's doing at this place, not just on our gathering during these Sunday mornings, but as a church. I would like to be known as a church of grace. Grace. A church where you find yourself accepted, loved, where you have a place, where you don't have to dress up for God or for others, but a place of grace. I was reading again Philip Yancey's wonderful book, What's So Amazing About Grace, this past week, and came across a statement or a few things he said about his own childhood. My own church tended toward perfectionism, which tempted us all to follow the example of Ananias and Sapphira in misrepresenting ourselves spiritually. On Sundays, well-scrubbed families emerged from their cars with smiles on their faces, even though, as we later found out, they had been fighting abusively all week long. As a child, I put on my best behavior on Sunday mornings, dressing up for God and for the Christians around me. It never occurred to me that church was a place to be honest. Now, though, as I seek to look at the world through the lens of grace, I realize that imperfection is the prerequisite for grace. Light only gets in through the cracks. Then later I came across the words of Eugene O'Neill, "Man is born broken, he lives by mending, the grace of God is the glue." We're all broken, each one of us. Now, this morning, we don't look like it. And if we're not careful, we can build up the whole mistaken idea that we aren't broken or in great, great need. When we see grace for all that it is meant to be, we realize that we are accepted as we are. Christ came to pay the complete penalty for our sins. And for many of us, the sins were great. And it doesn't mean when we trust in Christ, we stop sinning. We're still broken. Justification is the sovereign act of God whereby he declares righteous the believing sinner while we're still in a sinning state. So though sinful by birth, by nature, and by choice, God looks through it all and demonstrates his grace to us, giving us his forgiveness, his mercy, and helping us to see that he who knows us the best loves us the most.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for June, Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll. You can hear Insight for Living weekdays at 10 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30. And their children's program, Paws and Tales, Saturday nights at 7:30.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.